Guess what time it is? If you have school-aged children, you know exactly what time it is. Many of you have been counting down the days. It's back to school time. Yes, moms everywhere are doing their happy dance. Although I do love hanging with my girls and soaking up every long, crazy day of summer, it's nice to get back in the routine and flow of a new school year. A huge part of heading back to school is back to school shopping for school supplies, uniforms, new shoes, and more. For some reason, scissors, pencil pouches, and barely used notebooks and folders from the previous year will not do for the new one. Everything must be shiny and new. We want our little ones to walk into class with neatly ironed khaki shorts, skorts, and collared shirts, because somehow shiny and new has become synonymous with putting our best foot forward. Now we know that's not the case. Our actions speak louder than what we wear on the outside, but something about the outer appearance always leads us to believe something about someone, doesn't it? But it shouldn't. Just because someone is shiny and new shouldn't put them in a better category than anyone else. Remember King David, when God led the prophet Samuel to anoint him as king? He was last on the list, forgotten actually, out in the field with the sheep. Not kingly looking, strong, or handsome, and surely not shiny and new. God spoke to Samuel, "Man looks at the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart. That's what matters." The outward can be oh so deceiving. Fish are caught every day, hook, line, and sinker, because they are deceived by something that is shiny and new and looks good to eat. Adam and Eve got hooked because they believed a lie and thought something looked good to eat. Jesus warns us against believing everything we hear or anyone simply based on what we see or hear on the outside. Matthew 7:15. "Beware of the false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves." Jesus says to beware of false prophets. They may come meek and mild like a pure white little sheep, or maybe they are all hip, slick, and cool, as an old friend of mine used to say. Surely they speak and live the truth. However, they come to you, don't be deceived by what you simply see on the outside. Their message will be close enough to truth to make you scratch your head and think, is that right? Remember the garden lie. Is that really what God said? And just like that, a seed of doubt is planted in your heart and mind by the devil himself. As we step into a new school year, it's the perfect time to be reminded of truth. Teach your children what is true and that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Deepen their faith roots with daily prayer and Bible study, and live and love like Jesus, producing good fruit that the world can taste and see. Fix your eyes on Jesus and don't worry so much about all the new supplies and school clothes, but more importantly, as a family, put on the full armor of God before stepping out on mission each new day. Starting each day in this new year like that will help you know what is true when faced with a wolf in disguise. That's the truth. The more we know what is true, the easier it is to spot what is not. Have a great year. I'm Lori Klein.